Hi guys, how we doing?
What's been the concern there, and what can you do, I guess?
The one the other day, it was a windy day. They're kicking with the wind. It wasn't a plus 50 situation. He was actually lined up at the 12-yard line. We had him, I think, at 50 yards because their punter was hitting the ball really well. So when he went back to catch it, he didn't realize where he was. And you could see it on tape. He kind of hesitated about the 8, which is his rule. And then the last second, it drifted a couple more yards. And, you know, in hindsight, you hope he doesn't fair catch that. He grabs it and goes because you think he had some room. And the second point would be let it go in the end zone because the wind was blowing pretty good. So it was probably – you can classify that as a poor decision, and hopefully won't make those going forward. Oh, I had a talk with him. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you saw it, but, yeah, I had a nice, calm conversation with him.
How do you try to emphasize on that? I think there was another one before in the previous game where it got a similar situation.
I'm trying to think. I know you're right. There is another one. I'm trying to think what game it was. He's got a rule, and I'd rather him not back up on those punts. And in plus 50 situation, you know, if you don't fair catch it, you can block. And he's actually had one of those, I think, against Atlanta, where he did a really nice job. No fair catch, bluffed the catch, slowed down the gunner a little bit, and gave him a little nudge and knocked him off. The ball hit at the 2 and went in the end zone for a touchback. And that was a big play for us. It was obviously 18, 20 yards of field position. So, you know, he's got his rule, and hopefully he'll continue to abide by that rule, which is an important one, obviously, for field position.
Cases over the years, similar situations. I mean, is that just kind of in his nature at this point that he's used to?
I think he's more aggressive now than he's been before. I remember my first year here, he had a couple where it was just an experience. And, you know, I think Marcus has done a really nice job. He wouldn't still be here as our punt returner for the fourth straight year. So, you know, he's a quality young man. He's going to work hard. He's going to do everything we ask him to do. He can, unlike a lot of returners, he can help in other phases, you know, in punt and kickoff, and they didn't block him at all Sunday on the punt team. And him as a gunner, he was free the whole day. So he does a lot for us, and you know, and he's, you know, and like any other player, he's going to have a hiccup here and there, and hopefully we'll eliminate those.
He shed a few pounds in the off season. He wanted to, you know, maybe guard against any health issues or whatnot. I mean, he's always had a pretty strong leg.
Right.
How has that benefited him this year?
I think he's stronger, Brian. He's a stronger kicker than he was a year ago, certainly, than he was as a rookie. He takes care of his body. He's kind of done a little different regimen in terms of the strength training and staying in shape this season. Obviously, I'm very pleased with where he's at. He's kicking off well, kicking field goals really well. So he's very confident right now, and I think when you're confident, you look a little bit stronger too because you're striking the ball with more confidence and you're going to hit the ball further on kickoffs and more accurate on field goals.
Changed at all? Has it always pretty much been
probably on Sunday there was one opportunity we had right before the interception that was tipped. We may have sent him out there for about a 60-yarder because he had the wind behind him, and he was hitting him in pregame around 60 going that direction. The 55-yarder he hit would have been good from 68 if it was still straight. It was fading a little bit to the left. So, you know, his leg strength is almost unlimited. I thought he had a great game other than the touchback. I thought he hit the ball really well. He did a great job going into the wind. We had good hang times, punting with the wind. He wasn't trying to kill the ball like a lot of young punters are going to do. We've talked to him a lot about that. The good thing is we've been practicing outside every day, and that helps him crosswind-wise, tailwind-wise, headwind-wise. I thought he punted very well other than the touchback, and I'm still irked about that one. That was a tough one. I think so of the year, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Flip the field in terms of
just as far as field position.
Yeah, you know, we need to do more. I think we're doing some really good things. I said it last week, and I'll say it again. I thought we played very well. We had three plays that I would have, you know, liked to have changed on Sunday. That was the opening kickoff, our opening kickoff return, the touchback, and then Marcus's fair catch. And other than that, I thought we played really well. We did well in punt coverage, kickoff coverage, kickoff return. If they're going to keep kicking them short, we're going to keep getting good field position as far as I'm concerned. So there's a lot of good things that are happening. I just think that we set high expectations in this room when we meet. We talk about it on the field and practice and in walkthroughs and, of course, on Sundays. Those expectations aren't going to change. And I think we need to do more to help this young quarterback in field position with our for the offense and the return game. And then the complementary football part, where you do well in the coverage phases, give our defense great field position. They force a three and out or maybe a short drive, and now people are punting from backed up. That's what we're looking for. So we're going to keep emphasizing those things, and until we get them, I won't be happy. That punt return, yeah, Chicago did that a few years ago when Coach Tobe, Dave Tobe was in Chicago. They did the same thing with Hester was the decoy. And when I want to say Johnny Knox caught it and returned it for a touchdown. They end up calling it back on a holding call. It was a questionable holding call. But Chicago actually 2 years ago ran it against us. And it's just one of those things. We spread the field and we were looking for it. And it's a great play. You're taking a chance, obviously. And, you know, Stephen Bailey's not a punt returner by nature, but he made a great catch. And it was a pretty cool play. I'm glad it didn't happen to us. No, it's completely different. Yeah, it was a decoy. You know, Tavon Austin did a great job of decoying everybody over there, and then, you know, Bailey kind of went off to the side. He was a corner up on the line of scrimmage and then drifted off, and the punter happened to kick it over there. That was probably his tendency. That's why they had it in. It was a good play. Absolutely.
Challenge to get.
I think they had everybody but maybe two other guys who kind of were a an escort service for the guy down the sideline. They did a great job with that. So it was a cool play.
How do you teach your guys on the coverage unit there? I mean, is it natural to go down and kind of follow the?
Oh, it's very natural. And in a plus 50 situation for us, we're more of a middle team because we kick that Aussie kick. So we're going to spread the field and we're going to get downfield. The gunners are going to look for the ball. So the gunners look for the ball. Everybody else is kind of going off what the returner's doing, what the gunners are doing. And if the gunners, you know, hopefully our gunners would do the job and they would find out where the ball was and travel to the ball. And then the rest of the guys would follow and would have to react to what the gunners are doing.
Special teams playbook.
Do I personally?
Yeah.
I'm a more conservative guy, but I think that, you know, you fake field goal in every week, you got a fake punt in every week, you got, you know, surprise onside in every week, you've, you know, reverse on punt return maybe. I mean, you got those type of things in every week just to, you know, you practice them and hopefully at some point during the season, if the opportunity presents itself, you go ahead and use them.
Each one of those. Each week?
Pretty much every week, yes.
And how much do you switch up during?
Depends on the opponent and what their tendencies are and what we think we can get on them. Yep.
You felt Blair could have kicked a field goal, and because of the field position and time of game situation, all that stuff, decided instead to not go for it.
Sure.
Do you guys have those decisions made kind of beforehand, or is that a conversation during the game?
That's a conversation during the game and the head coach makes that final decision. He'll ask, you know, can we make this field goal or what's the situation? What's his range here? And, you know, based on the pregame routine and based on if there is any changes in the winds throughout the game, Blair and I will always talk about things just like Jeff and I do and just the returners. You know, we always talk during the game and communicate how the winds have changed. So, obviously, Coach Zimmer will ask us the information, and we'll let him know. And based off that information, he'll make his decision, you know, time of game, score, field position, et cetera. All right, guys, thanks a lot.